Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Thanks again to Padres Assistant General Manager Josh Stein for joining us on a Friar Friday. We'll have in-season Sammy getting ready for his weekend of pre- and post-game shows coming up at 9:35. Before we get to the Rondle Report, quick update on the Masters. Anyone interested? Anyone? Just me? I'll do this for my own edification. Justin Rose still leading. He is at 8-under, 1-under through 10 holes today. Bryson DeChambeau has moved up 3-under today, 6-under for the tournament, 2-back, and then a whole bunch of guys at 4-under, including Scottie Scheffler, who hasn't teed off yet today. Looking down the list, Rory McIlroy is 1-under on his round, 1-under on the tournament. Xander Schauffele, 2-under today through 7 holes. He is into red figures at 1-under for the tournament as well. And I can't wait for Fred Couples to tee off. Tees off in about 10 minutes. Shot a 1-under par.
My man.
71 yesterday. 65 years old.
The GOAT.
Second oldest player ever to break par at the Masters. And such a cool guy. We got to meet him briefly a couple of years ago when
coolest.
He was at the GOAT for the Wishbone Brawl. Very cool.
Watching him hit was like... watching him hit on the range, 3 feet behind him was like, oh, here's Pablo Picasso. He's going to paint you a picture. It was crazy to watch live and in person. And he couldn't have been cooler. Could not have been cooler. One of the highlights of doing this show with you guys was getting a chance to meet and chop it up with Freddie
Him
Couples.
Flopping that ball over that 100-foot
tree. Oh, my
tree.
God. Paul,
he was basically at the base
the
of the tree.
I
all
didn't
the
think it was a possibility. I go, he's going to have to punch it under here. He's got no chance
go
to go
around.
Over. Just as easy as possible.
He looked at it and snickered and then walked up and was like, and it right over
like
the
tall tree.
It was right on it.
It was only like 15 yards from the green. I'm going, you can't get a ball up that
fast. It was
fast.
One of the craziest things I've ever seen.
It's
so easy.
It's like watching a magician. You're like, whoa, wow, where did that come from? He's brilliant. I love him. I hope he freaking shoots another 1-under today. Maybe 5-under.
Makes the cut. Right now, the cut line's at 1-over. So, hey.
Let's go, Freddie.
Weekend. Let's go, Freddie.
It'd be amazing.
All right, let's get some headlines today from Pauly, a little early edition of the Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Paulie.
Let's start in the NFL. I thought this was kind of fascinating. Little inside media information here. So Mel Kiper Jr. for ESPN. This is the big season for him. Getting ready for the NFL draft. He's like their top. Him and Todd McShay. I don't know if Todd McShay is still with ESPN anyways. But you'd always see those two guys on the desk for...
Is he one of the guys that got hired by a team?
Todd McShay?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like he left ESPN. But Mel Kiper Jr., you will see him on every ESPN channel or television show for the next couple of weeks, breaking down the draft, mock draft. I think it's personally kind of boring. But this is a guy who, this is his time of the year on the calendar where you will be seeing a lot of him. And he sat down with SI Media podcast hosted by Jimmy Traina, where they do a little bit of the kind of behind the scenes sports media stuff. And they asked him about a claim that Todd McShay, his coworker, made a year ago that said that Mel Kiper Jr. doesn't have a cell phone.
That can't be.
I mean, this is a top NFL insider, draft expert, talks to a lot of coaches and scouts to get all this information for his mock drafts where he goes, like, you know, 3 for 30 or whatever
right,
it is.
Like they all do. And that's, he's like one of the best.
What does he do?
He said, so this was, that was McShay. And so they asked him about that this week on the podcast. And Kiper said, he was a little inaccurate. I do have a cell phone. I just don't use it. Todd McShay said he has instead four separate landlines.
Oh my God.
And so Kiper went on and
hello,
he said,
darling.
He said he doesn't, he has a phone.
Mel Kiper Jr.
Check
here?
It.
What
he
in
says
the world?
At most, maybe once a day. If he's on the road, maybe a couple of times a day. He says, I have my wife's cell phone that I use a lot because those texts come to both of us, probably family and personal texts. And then I have my own cell phone that I stash away that I bring to the draft or when I go out or wherever I go. I'll take that one with me, but it's not ever like just sitting next to me out in plain sight. There's no cell phone here. There's never a cell phone around me because I don't want to be distracted by it. Nobody needs me that desperately. If they do, is right there.
Don't
with
they
me.
At that time of year? I mean, don't they?
He's not a breaking news guy, but. Again,
he says, when I'm working, I'm working. I don't want to have a phone to worry about or somebody texting me. I do worry about emails, but he does that on his
computer.
Isn't
his job like contacting people,
right.
asking them about players?
Spencer, operator, get me football 64. Operator, put me through to the Las Vegas Raiders, please.
I thought for a second you were going to say, he just writes letters all the time to people.
Dearest... Dearest coach.
Dearest scout.
What were you thinking in the fourth round in the 12th pick?
Like, it's kind of a
nothing. Sincerely yours, Mel Kiper,
Jr. I will wait your reply with eager anticipation.
I have enclosed a self-addressed stamped envelope for you. All you need to do is write me back.
It's funny you bring this up because I saw this story yesterday. From the Masters. They don't allow cell phones on the property. No patrons can take, they have to leave them in the car. So they have this bank, a couple of them, banks of public phones where you can make calls at Augusta. And there's young fans who, like teenagers and younger, have never seen
a payphone,
a corded phone in their lives. And they're like, this is such a novelty. You can call mom, and they go and they pick up the phone. Guess what happens? You have no idea what her number is because no one knows what anyone's phone number is.
We were watching, it's funny because we mentioned early in the show my kids were watching Coming to America, right?
Yes.
Well, we were watching it the other night. They love it. And Cleo McDowell is talking on a telephone that looks like a burger. So he's on the phone talking on the burger phone.
Yep.
Taylor goes, Dad, if I'm really good, will you get me one of those? I was like, yeah, but I don't get anywhere to plug it. Like, I'll get you a burger phone.
Do they even put like phone jacks in the walls of houses anymore?
It's a phone jack. I mean, I think our internet, I think it plugs
internet,
in now.
Yeah, it's a,
I think it plugs in.
Yeah,
I think it's like a
the LAN cord.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's...
If I'm really good, I guess we're not going to have to worry about that with his recent behavior. But yes, if you're really good, I'll get you a cheeseburger phone somehow. I'll find one somewhere. So good.
Ultimately, it's a nothing story. But I was fascinated by like a top NFL insider like that with all the connections that he makes and all the information he has to gather. Doesn't have a cell phone. Doesn't use it. Crazy.
But four landlines almost feels worse. Like, which one's ringing?
Terrible,
like, do they have lights on them?
Terrible.
Do they have different rings?
He says he checks his email every couple hours, but texts and phone calls, if it's important, it comes through the landline.
That's so good.
Weird.
That's so good. What a weirdo.
Remember how harsh the rings were?
Oh, God.
Those old calls?
scared me to death.
The worst.
Oh, that's so good.
All right. In Major League Baseball and World Baseball, it was announced yesterday by USA Baseball that Mark DeRosa will manage the United States once again in the World Baseball Classic. He led them to the championship game. Was that 2 years ago now?
Three or four.
2023.
Lost to Japan in the final.
Yep.
Lost to Japan. Otani striking out Trout.
Yep.
So Mark DeRosa going to lead the United States again. United States only won once.
Listen to this. You buried the lead.
I've got it right here.
Oh, you got it. Why would he not tell us this?
I don't know.
On a big league Wednesday.
So Mark DeRosa has to fill out his coaching staff. He asked a couple of teammates. Matt Holliday going to be on the staff, and one Skip Schumacher, just talked to on Wednesday.
Let me lay this out for you. Matt Holliday, Skip Schumacher, and Mark DeRosa, the hottest threesome of coaches that has ever been in the game of baseball.
WBC a coaching threesome calendar would be fun.
A threesome would be fun. Have you ever seen three bigger face men than those three guys? Those three guys standing with their arms folded watching the game? Are you kidding me? I wouldn't be able to play. Maybe it's part of their strategy to just lull the opponent to sleep because they're so handsome.
Handsomeness.
All three of them. My God. If they add somebody else, like, who's the pitching? You got to get Andrew Bailey, in my opinion. That should be your guy to coach the pitching. Handsome dude, too. Nothing against Ruben. I love Ruben.
Usually, anyone with an active on-field job is kind of ineligible because they're too busy to coach the WBC.
What a coaching staff.
Yeah. Whew.
Man.
Well, good luck to Team USA. Is it next spring?
Next spring. Oh, we're in for it, man. Remember this? Yeah. Remember how it goes? Trying spring to plot
training
and plan everything?
Oh,
my
gone.
God.
Like
the players, you're
a
nervous
Manny,
wreck about it.
Tatis, you lose.
You lose a lot of guys.
The Padres lose a lot of guys.
Luis Arraez, assuming he's here, but
Manny.
Yeah, they need Gabe Kapler. That's the last one that they're missing from that team, and then we just destroy.
By the way, it's just in a senior advisor role.
Yeah, he
can
absolutely
do
it, for sure.
If he's not already in talks. And then finally, a little music for you guys to wrap up the weekend. Coachella does start tonight. We can talk about that if you'd like. But a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and all of the nominees, and we do have an update on fan voting standings. Now, I don't know how much weight the fan vote has. I'm sure it's not only the fan vote.
Right. Usually it's about 0.1%, but yeah.
But I was a little bit surprised. So there are 12 or so names on the ballot, and there are 7 names that are in yellow, meaning they currently would have enough votes to get in.
Okay.
Fish is far and away leading the charge.
Okay.
They are number one.
Their fans
happy
are
day for AJ Casavell.
Yep. Their fans are very, very busy and active fan base.
Bad Company is in second.
It's amazing to me.
Billy Idol is
like
the third most votes.
Really?
Billy Idol, yeah.
Followed by Cyndi Lauper. Soundgarden, right below her.
Nice.
Joe Cocker. And then
Doo-doo
just
voice
qualifying with enough votes as of now, Chubby Checker.
Chubby Checker.
Which I know we talked about him
how
last
about
time.
Joe Cocker singing The Twist. Come on, baby. Let's do the twist.
I was reading about Joe Cocker doing some Take on Woods research. Most of his, or all of his hits, they're all just covers. Yeah. He just sings.
Yeah. But I get by with a little help.
It's better than
my
the Beatles
friends
version. It really is.
Are you out of your ever-loving mind?
Really?
But better than the Beatles version?
I don't know.
Oh, it's so good.
Water Years, the theme song. It's great.
Now listen to this. Okay, so Fish, Bad Company, Billy Idol, Cyndi Lauper, Soundgarden, Joe Cocker, Chubby Checker. If the voting ended now,
Chubby Checker is just cruising on this one. He's just
two songs?
Two. And one was a variation of the other one.
Listen to the names that don't have enough votes.
Okay.
Again, as of now, this could change. Black Crowes.
Okay, love them.
This is in order, by the way. So the Black Crowes have just missed the cut. Mariah Carey,
right.
Joy Division, and New Order.
Oh, that's a sin.
The White Stripes.
That is a sin.
Outkast, Oasis,
and
Mana.
Who?
Anna? Mana? M-A-N-A.
Do you like meatloaf?
Don't.
I like real meatloaf.
Well, I like real meatloaf.
I love real meatloaf.
I do.
But the singer, I don't.
I mean, it was invented as a way to stretch your ground beef a little further.
Stretch your meat a little further.
But it's really good.
It's
that
epic.
Way. Yeah.
It's so good. So good.
I like meatloaf sandwiches.
I don't like a meatloaf sandwich. I just like regular meatloaf. I don't need any extra bread on it. I'm good on it.
Because there's already bread inside
of it. It just, like, I wouldn't grill up a ribeye and put it between two pieces of bread. That's how I feel about meatloaf.
Huh.
That makes sense?
What do you like it with? Ketchup?
Ketchup.
A1?
Yeah, sure.
Mashed potatoes.
Yes. I like, you ever had Heinz 57? Severely underrated sauce.
It is good.
I don't ever get it, but I have put it on meatloaf before. It's really good.
What were we talking about?
Oh, we were talking the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We're so easily distracted by food.
Coachella, though, Paulie, tonight.
Starts tonight. I think it actually technically started yesterday.
So I've never been.
Now.
Never been.
No
never
kidding.
Plan to.
You're
really?
Joking. What do you do? Drugs. Alcohol.
Okay.
Sex.
So, no, all but like, really. So you, let's say you're going to Coachella.
Okay.
You got all 3 days.
Okay.
Passes.
All right.
So you're driving in to
Indio
on
probably
a Friday.
Already there or on your way this morning, right?
So you're going early, like, okay, so then you go park, like, in a field somewhere?
No, I mean, okay, what are you staying in a house? Are you tenting out
Airbnb,
there?
Or you tent?
You can. Tent. I would never. But I don't know how they do it.
My friends do that at Stagecoach, and then they banned it at Stagecoach. I don't know if they still allow camping at Coachella.
They do.
You
can still camp at Coachella.
Is there like an RV lot? If you have like a RV, you can live in your RV.
Yep. So what we would do...
it must be hard to find hotel rooms and Airbnbs. Really expensive.
It's expensive, yeah. But
like how many people... Like what's the capacity?
For what?
Coachella. Like one night at Coachella.
How many people? I don't know.
50,000?
Maybe more.
It's like a stadium's worth of people.
It's huge.
All multiple stages all around. It's like it's a grassy field or
and dirt.
Grass and dirt.
It says,
it's
the Polo Club in Indio, up to 90,000 guests.
Yeah. 90,000.
It's crazy.
And they got, you know, concession stands and different stages like in the corner so they don't bleed the sound over into. Are they playing at the same time or different
times? Yeah, there's bands that play at the same time.
Far enough away that they're not. It's just not.
No, you can hear
the sounds at once.
Yeah, it's a scene. Look, when the bands are good, it's like.
And then they
so
play.
Fun.
When does the concert start?
It'll start in the afternoon.
Afternoon, and then go deep into the night?
Deep into the night.
I
remember watching a band called Crosses, which is Chino from Deftones' band. I remember watching them until like 2 a.m., going home after
that. So I'm looking at the schedule. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stages or areas where there will be music. But the main stage, like where Lady Gaga will be on tonight, for example, she goes on, it's scheduled for 11:10, so I would guess probably like 11:30.
Yeah. 11 p.m.?
Yep. The first act on the main stage starts at 3 p.m. this afternoon. So it's going all day long.
She doesn't go on until after 11?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and they stream it on YouTube, I'm sure. Me and my wife
and then
will have
you come
it on.
Back and do it again the next day?
They don't. The no, same no, artists but the, don't, but the people do.
But the people do. Yeah. The fans come back.
I've never made it all 3 days. Never once have I attended all 3 days. My plan was usually this. Go Friday, go real hard Friday. Saturday, wake up, lay by the pool, do my interviews at the house, and then be like, I'm not going tonight. And then go Sunday for a while. I never went all 3 days at one time. Never once. I couldn't make it.
Does everyone then congregate around the main stage when the biggest acts are on?
Yeah.
And it's just a huge
it's
crowd?
It's crazy, dude.
Okay.
It is crazy. It's so much fun. I mean, if you love the bands, it's just a blast. It's just the most fun that I've ever had. But when the bands were bad, it wasn't so fun. It was not so fun to go out there and suffer through it.
It sounds like my worst nightmare.
I actually think you would have a really good time.
Why?
Because we would have a good time together.
Yeah.
The people watching... It's next level.
Okay,
it's
like
so
watching.
Much. And the food is actually really good. I don't know. I've never eaten
is
there.
Is it?
Yeah, I've never eaten there. I've heard it's great.
Where did you eat?
I didn't. no eat, no sleep. Just going right after it. It's
appetite suppressant.
It's a freaking blast. I mean, I couldn't do it at 50, but boy, at 42, I could.
I couldn't do it at 20, I promise you.
I never know what direction they're going with the lineup.
I don't either.
Year. I at least recognize, like,
the headliners
12
you recognize.
Names,
yeah.
Which is more than usual. It's usually, like, 5 or 6 that I even, like, have heard of.
Yep.
But, yeah, Lady Gaga is headlining tonight, Green Day tomorrow, Post Malone on Sunday, and Travis Scott is also doing some stuff throughout the weekend. And then they do it again. Next weekend.
The
same
double
lineup.
Weekend. A lot of them will just stay out there and just relax and take that week in the desert as like a recharge.
Get some
or whatever.
Business done in LA.
Get some business
nearby.
Done. You can go play shows. They play little shows around too, which is pretty cool. But I'm thinking tonight, if you were driving in, Ben, you could go check out Mustard.
Mustard.
Pete Tong is also playing tonight.
Pete Tong.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like a piton, like
Saint Jin. No vowels.
No vowels. Well,
four bats.
I like this one on Saturday night. Bob Villain.
Bob Villain.
V-Y-L-A-N.
Oh. Infected Mushroom also playing Saturday, Ben.
So you go. Everybody must get stoned.
Medium build.
Biabadooby.
Biabadooby?
Biabadooby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'd I like saying that. That's fun. Biabadooby. Biabadooby.
Save that, Paulie.
Interplanetary criminal.
Yep.
Blonde, redhead, the Viagra Boys.
Mute.
The Circle Jerks are playing, Ben.
Ooh. Tin Licker. Hardly
lick,
know her.
I wouldn't lick tin.
Ginger Root.
Well, I'd put that in my tea.
Kneecap.
I've never felt so old my whole life. Still Woozy is playing. That actually sounds like me.
Prison Affair.
Yeah, Prison Affair. Feels real good. Yeah, well, listen, if you're going out to Coachella, have fun and be careful. And bring a bandana to cover your mouth from the imminent sandstorm that will hit, and it hits every single year while you're walking home, like just right. Whipping through the desert. It's a blast.
We've got to check traffic, and Sammy, in-season Sammy's going to join us. We'll talk more Padres baseball and get you ready for the weekend coming up at Petco Park. It is all ahead on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, want to tell you about SLoss.com. Summer is right around the corner. This is the time. You talked about this is the busy time for baseball. Front office people, this is the time when you want to lose weight. Get in shape now and then enjoy it during the summer. When you're wearing your t-shirts and your shorts and feeling good about yourself, you can lose weight fast and healthy and sustainably with SDFatLoss.com. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days following the program. Really wasn't that hard. Once I got into the groove, a few days, I was like, okay, I can do this. And I did. I lost the weight. I have kept the weight off eating regular foods from the grocery store. You can buy them with Bud Black at Vons. Steak, chicken, whatever it is that you like, they can set you up with a program that's easy to follow and easy to maintain with no exercise necessary, no drugs or injections. You don't have to buy anything like meals or shakes or bars. Simply go to sdfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation and take advantage of the spring special by getting $200 off. Already really affordable program, especially considering what you get out of it. A new you, less pain, just feeling better, more energy, all the stuff that comes with losing weight. Do it today at sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Frozen Rope San Diego. Hey parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt at Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? If so, then Baseball Summer League is the perfect fit for your player. Starting June 16th through August 17th, Summer League includes 8 practices and 8 games. Register by April 30th and save $100. Go to SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com. Well, I've got some good news for big believers in reverse jinxes. Do we have any of those in the studio? Anyone? Anyone believing in reverse jinxes?
Yes.
Mr. Playing All the Rockies highlights at the start of our show today. So yesterday, I did the story quickly on 10 News. We announced a partnership. We are bringing what is, I think, going to be a pretty cool event to Front Wave Arena this fall. It's called the SI Women's Games. Sports Illustrated is partnering with us, EW Scripps, Scripps Sports, and ION. It's basically like a Ryder Cup, 6-day, 6 different sports, professional, like women's athletes coming in, basketball, volleyball, flag football, gymnastics, tennis. Each day, different people come in. You score points for your team.
Yep.
They do prize money. It's going to be all at Front Wave Arena. And I think it's going to be really cool.
That's awesome.
You know, especially for young women who have got to get to meet some of their heroes that are going to be in town. Great event. October 28th through November 2nd. It would be opposite the World Series. So the only thing that could really ruin this event would be the Padres making the World Series. Would just be a disaster. So hopefully we have scheduled this and guaranteed our event's a disaster because the Padres made the World Series.
My wife.
Reverse jinx right there for you.
When is the World Series again?
It's October, right the same thing. Like October 28th? 26th through the 2nd. So yeah, exactly opposite the World Series.
I am taking a team back out to Arizona this year. I'm running back.
Oh, you are? You haven't done that in a while.
I haven't done it in a while. My old A's team, we're going to run it back just one more time. One more ride into the sunset. And it's October 22nd through October 26th.
Oh, you'll be back just in time for the World Series. You might miss game 6 or 7 of the NLCS.
I'll call in.
Thanks.
We won't need 6 or 7 in the NLCS. We'll sweep it.
Woods' perfect world is sweep the NLCS, have a few days off until the World Series, go play baseball.
Come back and go to the World Series.
The World Series.
Well, what's so hard about that?
Yeah, super easy. Is that too much to ask for?
The Padres won.
I feel like
this in four,
apparently.
Your team got smoked, That's right, the Padres won. Oh, yeah, the Padres won.
That's a long sounder.
It is a long one.
Very long sounder.
Good luck, everybody.
It's funny.
It is funny. Hope they win tonight.
Please win.
I don't believe in reverse jinxes, but I felt that was the first thing I brought up in the meeting yesterday because, you know, that those dates are opposite the World Series.
Chris Ello actually booked a 6-week cruise. I was laughing so hard last year in the playoffs. He's like, don't ask. My wife booked this thing. Please shut up. Don't talk about it. Yeah, he's hiking the Swiss Alps from October 1st through November 1st next year.
All right, we've got in-season Sammy is going to join us in our final segment. We'll preview the series against the Colorado Rockies. All coming up next, and I see people calling in. That was the sounder to win the Padres Cubs tickets for Monday in the Aloha shirt giveaway presented by Motorola. Get your tickets at Padres.com/tickets. First 40,000 fans on Monday. Going to get that Aloha shirt. We will be back. Final segment of Ben and Woods coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Since we are somewhat food obsessed, Friday's always a good day to remind everybody that at 7 Mile Casino and at Sammy's, they have the award-winning Best in the South County brunch available Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They got the short rib Eggs Benedict. They've got the Choco chocolate chip pancakes, the full brunch experience. People seem to love it. And you can check it out this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, inside 7 Mile Casino.
Yeah, and while you're there, obviously sit down, play some California style blackjack, some pie gal, some baccarat, some Texas Hold'em. Got it all at 7 Mile Casino for you. Smoke free environment, very friendly people, and of course the proximity to downtown San Diego. It's just 7 minutes away.
Yeah, team's back in town, so you can go pregame. It's open 24/7, so even a night game, you can go postgame and enjoy some cards. Do love it there. So many different ways you can enjoy it, with TVs all over the place. The patio, fantastic, right there on San Diego Bay. Just hop on the 5, go south toward Chula Vista. You get off, stay on the west side on Bay Boulevard, and you're right there at 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown. Tier 1 Isaac has claimed the tickets for Monday. Andres Cubs, Aloha shirt giveaway at Petco Park. Everyone else, thank you for calling in. Didn't happen this time.
Sorry about it.
It's the good. I mean, obviously, it's good for us. We got a large tier one listening crew out there. Makes it harder to call in and win prizes.
It'd be a bad sign if every time we had a prize, it was like the same two or three people.
And I've seen a lot of new names up on our board lately. So appreciate any new tier ones who are with us. We appreciate every single one of you out there.
Yep.
Thank you so much. We also appreciate Sam Levitt, who is our Padres pre- and post-game show host. In-season Sammy, going to be joining us Fridays throughout the season. He's standing by and will join us after our last check traffic this morning with Kelly Danick. All right, let's welcome to the program our good friend, in-season Sammy, Sam Levitt, our Padres pre- and post-game show host. Good morning, Sammy.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Sammy. Benny, what's the phrase that we just talked about?
The best laid plans of mice and men, gang off de glay, according to the Robert Burns poem, or the best laid plans. You just kind of let it trail off. They often go awry. You think you had good intentions.
Correct.
But it just doesn't work out.
And, Sammy, getting you on the phone, I go, oh, my God, I can't believe we forgot this. Now, you moved into a new place in OB, correct?
Correct.
How? First of all, how has your OB experience been?
Been great so far. I only moved a week before spring training.
How high are you right now? How stoned are you this very moment? This very second, how high is Sam Levin?
Ganja, AKA cannabis.
I am completely 100% sober on at 9:40 a.m. On Friday morning.
Okay.
But, it's been a good experience. It's been fun. I haven't spent that much time here. And of course I came back and we got right into the season. So I haven't, I haven't explored a ton, but I, Wednesday nights, I've been off. So I've been, going down by the farmer's market and hanging out by the water and perusing the local coffee shops, things like that. So I know OB pretty well already, but it's been great. I've enjoyed it so far. Apartment's good. Everything's good.
So I talked about best laid plans. And when you were at spring training to us that you really been enjoying the air fryer there or you wanted to get an air fryer, and we decided we were going to get you an air fryer. And we totally forgot until just now when you got on the phone. Now, you haven't purchased an air fryer yet, right?
Well, it's funny you bring this up this morning because last night, I went to Walmart and I purchased my first ever air fryer.
All right. We'll just send you the cash.
Action,
how much was it?
Dual action, two basket, 8-quart air fryer. I believe the name of it, let me look here, is the Ninja Foodie.
Oh, yeah, the Ninja
Foodie.
The Ninja Foodie.
Yeah,
that's the one
Ninja
I would have gotten.
Ninja Foodie. And I'm going to be doing dual frying action very shortly.
Send us the receipt.
It's okay. I
it's not
really
okay.
Expect that. That the Ben and Woods program is going to fund.
Right, hang on, we're going to Venmo you.
I'm doing it right now. What's his Venmo?
What else do you need, Sammy?
You want to come in a whole gift?
Yes. What
else? Let me just pay him for the air fryer, so I don't have to go buy anything.
I think it's easier if we just pay him for the air fryer at this point.
Yeah, it's easier.
Sam, what is it? Sam,
while you do that, I'm going to.
Sammy, what is your Venmo? Tell us over the air, please.
While you do that,
it's Sammy something. It's Sam Levitt, Sammy Levitt, something like that.
Damn it. I can't find it.
Right, I'm gonna give you my hot take that most of San Diego is going to despise me for.
Oh, great.
Here we go.
He's had a humiliation fetish.
I know. I can't do farmers markets anymore. We used to go, on Saturdays and go walk through the mall, and I've been so many now, I can't do them anymore.
Oh, I thought you were going to do like a hot.
They're
Fernando
so popular
Tatis
with the, the millennial set now. You just see everybody at the farmer's markets on Saturday. I saw Sammy posting pictures from the OB with.
And you sneered at it.
Everybody with their crafts and their tents and their artisan.
Why do you hate local businesses so much?
I know it's bad. I should be supporting them all.
Why do you hate local artisans?
I just can't do it anymore. I can't do the farmer's market.
You've done your time.
I've done my farmer's market time. I'm back to the supermarket again. I know it's bad.
Anything else that Sam likes that you want to crap on?
It's not just Sam. It's a whole generation now of farmer's marketees, and I just can't do it anymore.
I still can't find his Venmo.
Well, I do understand they do get busy. Like the OB one does get very busy. I like the Little Italy one; it does get very busy. Oh. But it's a nice way to support some smaller
local
businesses.
It is, but then I get indecisive. Like, which one's going to support? Because there's 92 tents, and do I have to spend something at every single one of them?
All right, Sammy, I found it. How much was that air fryer?
It was. Do I have the receipt? I think it was somewhere around like $130.
Oh my God.
$130 fryer.
Splurging on a nice one. That's reasonable.
I will say that was a little bit more expensive than the basic model, but I got sucked in by this dual frying action.
We would have gotten the idea that nice
one. We just did. We just got him the nice one. We just got him the nice one.
What do you mean?
I just paid for him. I just bought a Venmo.
Oh, you didn't have to.
No.
Do that.
It was our idea. We wanted to give you something to move in.
We would have gotten an even nicer one, actually, if you just waited.
You do a lot for
now,
this show.
Now, here's another thing for you. There have been rumblings of a housewarming get together at some point.
Ooh. I'm going to pass on that, but I just got you the air fryer, so I'm off the hook.
Woods and I are going to go. We would love to be there, and then when the time comes, Mountains, we'll both go. We can't make it, Sammy. It's just a little too far from Encinitas to get there.
Don't invite me to anything ever, all right? You've heard the show enough to know don't ask me to do anything
ever. You know
ever.
OB's not on the way to anything in San Diego, right?
But I did buy you the air fryer, so now I'm off the hook for the party. Ben, you owe me $65.
All right.
Well, you didn't have to, but thank you very, very much.
You're welcome,
much.
Buddy. All right, let's talk some Padres baseball. Now, I am admittedly a nervous wreck when the Colorado Rockies come to town, Sammy. But, you know, on paper, they don't play baseball games on paper, as we are all well aware of. Herman Marquez happens to be on the bump tonight. He has dominated the Padres in his career. Now, I get it. Every year's a new team. But he's dominated some good Padres teams in the past, Sammy. I'm lucky that I have something to do tonight, that I don't have to sit and stew and watch every pitch of this game.
Yeah, look, Marquez is obviously somebody the Padres have seen a ton. You look at it last year. I was looking this up a little bit earlier. Despite the Padres winning 93 games last year, they went 5-8 against the Colorado Rockies,
yep.
Which is fairly remarkable. And the interesting part, and I didn't really remember this until I went and looked it up. The Padres in 2023 went 9-4 against them, which is so weird because that
they were so mediocre that year.
Right. And they actually, now, a number of those wins came in September when they were playing a whole lot better. But it was weird to go back and look and say, wow, they actually did really well against the Rockies in 23 and then went 5-8 against them in a 93-win season last year. But you're right about Herman Marquez. Traditionally, he's been good at Petco Park. Traditionally, he's been pretty good against the Padres. Look, you look at some of the numbers. Guys have hit him well, which is interesting. I mean, Yuli Gurriel has hit 500 against them with a couple of home runs, so I would expect we'll see Yuli in the lineup tonight. I take that back. That'll be an interesting one. I hold on a second. Would that mean Gavin Sheets isn't in the lineup against the right-hander? That'll be interesting. He has good numbers against them. I'm curious if that means anything as far as tonight's lineup. We'll see. And obviously, we'll see what the deal is with Fernando and Jake and their status. But a lot of good numbers against Marquez. And a number of guys in this Rockies lineup that are swinging the bat well, whether you want to look at Ezekiel Tovar or Ryan McMahon or Brenton Doyle. So as we know, the record with these guys does not mean a whole lot because they always seem to come to Petco Park and end up creating some havoc.
On the other hand, Sammy, I think this is a big series for the next two starting pitchers, Nick Pivetta and Kyle Hart, who are both coming off fairly disastrously bad outings. Pivetta went a little bit longer, but both trying to get back at home and reestablish themselves. Now, Pivetta's fine. He's not going anywhere, and I'm not too worried about him. But for Kyle Hart, you know, he's kind of pitching for his big league career. They're not going to give him unlimited rope here at the start of the season when there are other guys in the minor leagues that they could give, starts to, like Steven Kolek or even Logan Gillespie, who did such a nice job out of the bullpen that time out.
No, I think you're totally right, Ben. I mean, for Kyle Hart, it's going to be a really big start. Every start for him is going to be really significant because we know there are guys down at Triple A that they can go dip into if Kyle Hart isn't getting the job done. Now, I felt coming out of spring training when I would talk to people about Hart, and this is before he threw a pitch for the Padres, the feeling on Kyle was they liked the upside. They thought there was potential, but that there wasn't going to be a lot of room for error, right, in his game. Like, he has to be fine. He has to have an outing, kind of like what he had the first time out, where it's not going to be perfect. I don't think you're going to expect him to go out there and throw 6-7 shutout innings. But, hey, if you're going to give up home runs, give up solo home runs, limit base traffic, be smart out there, don't make big mistakes, don't do things that could really cost you over the course of an outing. I just felt like they felt the margin for error was really fine with Kyle Hart. And then you look at the outing in Chicago, and that was a pretty good example of just things you can't do. You can't walk guys. You can't, throw 39 pitches and get two outs and allow a first inning like that to balloon. And especially with the wildness, I just think you can't let that happen. So I'm with you, Ben. It's going to be a big start for Kyle. Every outing for him, especially in the early part of this season, it's going to be significant because there are guys down at Triple A that you can go get and give them a shot if need be. So we'll see. And with Pivetta, one was great and the other was not great. And we'll see what version of Pivetta we get tonight. And hopefully it's more like the first start against, again, a Rockies lineup that's not going to blow you away, but does have some dangerous hitters in it.
Will we get a chance to see you tomorrow, Sammy, when we're down at that suite? You going to stop by?
You are down. You are at the Odyssey Suite tomorrow?
No, the other one.
Entertainment Suite. Down at the team store.
Yeah, come by.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fill me in. I might have missed this earlier.
Adam forgot to include you.
Oh, well, he's working tomorrow. I mean, we're not working.
There's something at the team store tomorrow?
Like the suite.
The suite. That's
did I just step in it?
No, I mean, well, now it's too late now.
Sammy's running down the hall.
He's not invited.
He's not invited.
No, the Padres wanted us to try some of the new food items. With the chef's going to come down and cook up all of his new stuff that you've already tasted. But we're going to go and taste them all. We're going to sit in that suite that's in the left field corner there at the bottom of the Western Metal Supply Company, which is actually called the Entertainment Suite, where you go in through the team store. And we're going to be at the game tomorrow night, so you can come down and say hi. We'll let you in.
I did see that during the tour, and I think they just kind of redid some of that over there.
Yeah, so totally redone.
Oh, I 100% will come by.
All right, good.
I would love that.
All right, I just invited him. I don't have.
I was not aware. I am working though.
Adam's coming here.
I understand why I wasn't.
You're
in trouble.
He is behind me. My plus one can't make it, Sammy. So you and I are.
I will swing by.
You're my date.
The food is great. Some of the items, Chef Phil and the guys at Petco Park are doing an awesome job.
I can't wait to meet
Chef Phil. That's very exciting for me.
Ben is like elated to meet Chef
Phil.
I
know. I'm getting a lobster roll, Sammy. Woods cannot wait for the banana bread pudding a helmet.
Yeah, banana bread pudding's good. Some of the new burgers, the sliders. Yeah, it's a lot of good stuff.
Fruit cup. Stuff. I'm not that excited about the fruit cup, honestly. I want the ballpark food. That's what I'm going for tomorrow night. So, three-game series, and then the Cubs coming right back to town Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Sammy, just quickly. Kind of, you know, you may be competing with them for a wild card spot later in the year. So you at least want to win that series so you don't give up the tiebreaker because that could be important because this is it. Padres-Cubs season series will be over on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think it's a great point, and it's something that I think was easy to point out even during that opening series. Like, of course, you want to sweep the Braves and start that way. But winning the season series that early when the Braves are in a division with the Phillies, who could very well go and win that division, and then that drops the Braves down to a wild card, it could end up being incredibly important. I feel like we have this conversation about midway through the season every year where you start looking at those tiebreakers. So I'm with you, Ben. At least getting a series win and then a season split with the Cubs, so it's you know not the factor. Or at least they don't win the season series. If you sweep them, then, you know, you take it. But I'm with you. You know, it's interesting to think about for as well as the Padres have played. And at this moment, they're right there with the Dodgers. They've got a slightly better record than the Dodgers. I do think in the grand picture, you know, thinking about those tiebreakers, it is important. So while it might seem just like a mid-April series against the Cubs, it is quite a bit more than that and could mean more than that when it's all said and done. So I'm with you. It's a big series next week.
All right, Sammy.
Thank you, Sammy.
EcoWater SoCal pregame show 5:40 tonight. Go say hi to Sammy if you're at the game up there in the Western Metal Supply Company in the loft. We'll see you tomorrow, Sammy.
All right, guys. Thanks so much, and thank you for the Venmo. That was very kind. Unnecessary, but very kind.
Enjoy your air fryer, buddy, on Ben and Woods.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. It does bring up a valid now, I got him. We had meant to get him the air fryer, and we totally forgot.
We did.
We were going to do it, and then I remembered. Now, I'm so glad I sent the Venmo before he said, I'm doing a housewarming, right? But the way that I work is I'll just send you money so that I don't have to go. Like, Paulie, you're going to be moving soon? Like,
Big Dad.
Are you doing a house? You're not doing a house party, are you?
I don't want people.
You don't want people there. That's how I feel. So. Let me know. I'll just say you're going to do one, and I'll give you a better prize moving. Right?
You'll never know because Woods wouldn't have shown up anyway. So yeah, my housewarming party, Woods, is next week.
Right? But I'll definitely send him some money. I'll get you a good prize.
Venmo you.
What's the thing that you like want to beg off of the most? Like for me, it's like probably a housewarming party or a baby shower or a wedding.
I was gonna say weddings. And I hate it because it's such a momentous occasion.
It's kind of fun.
If you're getting invited, you're probably close enough where you're like, I feel like a jerk. But especially when it's like, hey, you got to fly here. And then the bachelor party's on this part of the country.
Right.
A roast hosted by Ben and Woods.
Charity golf outing hosted by Ben Higgins. Ooh, right?
Yeah. So, all right, that's it for us. We're done.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Thanks for a good week, both of you.
Great week.
Emotional week, but we got through it. got to the end of it.
Nice to see that you're not a total cyborg.
We will be back on Monday morning with an entire...
Love you guys.
Dangerous series against the Rockies to wrap up for you.
And roast highlights or lowlights.
Yeah, hopefully highlights and not lowlights. That's it for us. Braden's coming up next for the executive producer, Paul Reindel, and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great weekend and rest of your Friday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.